and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of bluegrass lined up for you that I'm sure you are going to enjoy. We've got Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. We've got Norman Blake and the Flying Emus and Byron Berline. And we'll be featuring an album that I've often talked about from Earl Taylor and the Stony Lonesome Boys. And there's some great bluegrass coming up, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It's probably more traditionally oriented than normal, but not necessarily. You're listening to a theme called Wild Goose Chase. It was recorded back in about 1974. So let's hear that one out. That's the old fade ending, eh? That was pretty good. That was very innovative for us, really. That was Paul and Colin Trenwith playing that. I was on banjo, Colin on fiddle. Graham Lovejoy was playing mandolin. Rod Coe was playing bass. And Colin Watson was playing the guitar break in that one. And it's called The Wild Goose Chase. We're going to have some Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice now. Great, very traditional sounding band playing some fine music. Junior Sisk plays guitar, does the lead vocals. Tim Massey, acoustic bass and harmony vocals. Chris Harris plays mandolin, harmony vocals. Billy Hawks fiddle. Daryl Wilkerson plays the banjo. And Wyatt Rice is playing some rhythm guitar for them as well. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks. Blue Side of the Blue Ridge, which is also the title of the CD. And then Steel Rail Rider. Let's listen to Junior Sisk.
The pines are to slow a steel horse down. Ain't no way to slow a steel horse down.
Another fade-eating coming up. I can hear that happening. I think we'll just take it out and we'll get on to the next album. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that was Junior Sisk and Ramless Choice, and that was a Steel Rail Rider, which is a good tune. Well, we're getting on to an album that has played a significant part in my understanding of bluegrass music, and I got an email from Nathan Talkington, fine banjo player for the New Zealand group The Pippi Pickers, who do some great bluegrass music. And Nathan said to me, "You've mentioned bluegrass tailor-made and Earl Taylor on the show. Why don't you play him?" Well, that meant that I had to dig out my album, which I'd already started to do, to be honest, and take the music off the vinyl album and put it into CD format so that I could play it on the show. So thanks for prompting me, Nathan. I appreciate that, because I've intended to get it to the stage for a long time. In bluegrass music, I'd heard Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs at Carnegie Hall and at Vanderbilt University, and we'd heard the Dillards, and they were quite disparate groups in terms of overall sound. And my friend Alan Rhodes and I were hooked on bluegrass music by this stage. And then I found an album in a bin in a record shop, and it was on the Capitol Records label, and that was obviously one that was distributed in New Zealand, and for some reason this album ended up in New Zealand and I bought it, which was very fortuitous. The album was called Bluegrass Tailor Made, and featured Earl Taylor and the Bluegrass Mountaineers. Well, I've found out a whole lot more about the album since those days, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later in the program. We're just going to hear some tracks. This is real straightforward bluegrass, and some of the first that I heard in the very traditional bluegrass format. We're going to hear them doing We Live in Two Different Worlds, Dear, and then Cabin Home on the Hill.
Everyone here tried to warn me that you were playing a game. I told them all we were meant for each other. I thought our worlds were the same. We live in two different worlds, dear. That's why we're so far apart. You built a world out of vows that were broken. I built a world in my heart. If you stay over in your world, oh, how my poor heart would burn. But someday when all of your memories wander, won't you come over in mine? We live in two different worlds, dear. That's why we're so far apart. You built a world out of vows that were broken. I built a world in my heart. We live in two different worlds, dear. That's why we're so far apart. Build a world out of vows that were broken. I built a world in my heart. It seems there's a longing for you still. Now all I have to do now is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. Tonight as you are, for in my heart there's a longing for you still. Now I'll just keep you there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone have taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little on the hill. Now when you have come to the end of the way and find there's no more happiness for you, just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone have taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
Some classic bluegrass music. Ah, it does my heart good to hear them again. I remember sitting, listening out in my bedroom, listening to my old record player, lifting the arm with the needle in it over to the start of the track again, and listening to the kickoff. Walter Hensley's banjo playing was just absolutely superb, and just continuous and driving, and kept going right through the whole stuff. Loved it. I'll talk a little bit about it later, because what I found out about the album is absolutely amazing to me anyway. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenwith, and I'm talking about some of the music that I love. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works of Hamilton, and they have a wonderful range of acoustic instruments and electric instruments as well. But if you want to buy a guitar, you can go in there and buy anything from a Martin to a Korg, and they all sound great. They've got a wonderful range of Deering banjos, mandolins, fiddles, auto harps, double basses, and more strings and picks and things than you're likely to see anywhere. So pay a visit to Shearer's Music Works. It's a very good place to go and visit before Christmas for that person in your life who needs something musical, anything from a guitar stand to a strap to strings, whatever. They've got the whole lot. Go and see Shearer's. We're going to hear some guitar playing now from Norman Blake. First saw Norman Blake in 1971, and it was at the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were playing at. We were all very excited, and Norman Blake was playing there with John Hartford, and a very friendly chap, easy to talk to, and just a wonderful support guitarist for John Hartford, but a soloist and Americana specialist in some ways in his own right. And here he is playing an old jazz standard, really, called Under the Double Eagle. Have a listen.
Thank you.
Norman Blake playing Under the Double Eagle. Wasn't that nice to hear? We're going to hear from the iconic Australian band, the Flying Emus, now. They were a dominant band 1984 to 1990 and put out some great music. Very strongly bluegrass flavoured with just enough sort of country in it and rocky stuff in it to appeal to a wide range of people. They have a wonderful reputation as well as being nice people all around. And I'm going to play a track from their Look Out Below, the first studio album they did on Larrikin Records. And the band lineup at the time was Jenny Kane and sister, and she was the sister of John Kane. Ian Simpson, Mike Kieran, and Mike Vidale played bass, and Hanuman Dast played drums. And the song I've chosen to play is Diamond Creek, which are written by Jenny and John Kane, and the notes they say about it are real good. I'll read them out. On a tour of Victoria, Jenny saw the sign to Diamond Creek and was taken with the name. Later that evening, she jotted down some lyrics on a beer coaster and then forgot about it. John retrieved the coaster and finished the song, which won them their first golden guitar at Tamworth for the vocal group of the year in 1986. Isn't that nice? In the age-old tradition of songs like Little Sadie and Banks of the Ohio, Diamond Creek is a cautionary tale of murder and a woman done wrong. Excellent stuff. Emus always know how to put stuff together. Have a listen to Diamond Creek from Australia's The Flying Emus. Emus, didn't they do that well? What a great song. Jenny sings with so much energy and just is out front there. It's just great to listen to. Well, we're going to slow down a little bit now. Listen to some Byron Berlin playing a slightly slower tune, Honeymoon Waltz. Thank you. Byron Berline with the Honeymoon Waltz. I don't know if he wrote it on his honeymoon or it's a sort of waltz that you'd like to hear when you're on your honeymoon and you can get up and dance with your new wife. Or I'm not sure what the origin of the title was. It'd be interesting to ask him. Well, I said we're going to have some classic bluegrass and traditional bluegrass on the program. We're going right back to 1949 and in a studio in Nashville, Tennessee in 1949, the Stanley Brothers were doing some of their first recordings, and the band lineup was Carter Stanley doing lead vocals and guitar, Ralph Stanley tenor vocals and banjo, Pee Wee Lambert was doing the high baritone part, they called it, vocal and playing mandolin, James J. Hughes was playing bass, and Bobby Sumner was playing fiddle. And we're going to hear the absolute classic, The White Dove, from the Stanley Brothers, 1949. Classic bluegrass music on Back Porch Bluegrass.
In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where I spent many days of my childhood, in the cabin where we loved to dwell. White doves will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy are dead. We were all so happy there together, in our peaceful little mountain home. But the Savior needs angels in heaven, now they sing around that great white throne. White doves will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy are dead. Will we all be together someday? And each night as I wander to the graveyard, darkness finds me where I kneel to pray. White dove will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy are dead.
Oh, that was some great bluegrass music. Very early days for the Stanley Brothers there. And they were quite young men, about 20, early 20s, and still singing their lovely mournful songs. And they were one of my favourite groups. And I think they just did bluegrass so well. And Carter Stanley's voice is just the classic bluegrass lead vocal sound. Love it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And I'd like to say a big hi to all the people around New Zealand listening to Access Radio programs. Thanks for keeping your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. And and Access Radio's gone a little bit further afield than New Zealand these days, and people people in Kamloops, British Columbia, are listening on CFBX. Thanks very much for having my program there and listening. I hope you're enjoying a take on bluegrass from the south, bottom of the South Pacific. And also, Bluegrass Planet Radio is taking the show and is running it on Friday afternoons. Big hello to all the people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio. And once again, I hope you're enjoying some bluegrass from the right down in New Zealand here. We have a great time. I've been playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, thoroughly enjoying it. And as we get older and older and the fingers get slightly slower, it's still good fun to play. Great music to choose when you're young because it's going to last forever. What are we going to hear? We're going to get to 2016 now, and here's some girls, a group of girls called the Goodbye Girls, from an album called The Snowy Side of the Mountain. And the Goodbye Girls are Molly Tuttle on guitar and lead vocals, Lena Johnson on fiddle and vocals, Brittany Carlson on bass and vocals, and Alison de Groot on banjo. She plays great banjo, very, very driving clawhammer style. I saw them earlier this year. I saw Alison and Molly early this year, and I'm not sure if the other girls were part of them. I don't think I saw them play as the Goodbye Girls, but Alison's got a really driving style of clawhammer that sounds really nice. In fact, I wrote a song based on the rhythm that she sort of achieved in her playing. Must get her to play on it if we ever record it. And anyway, first one we're going to hear is instrumental, because he's a great instrumentalist, these girls, and Snowy Side of the Mountain. Then we're going to hear No Sir No. Let's listen to the Goodbye Girls.
Thank you. there stands a pretty fair maiden, and her name I do not know. I will court her for her beauty, still she answers yes or no. Yes or no, yes or no, still she answers yes or no. Still she answers yes or no. Madam, I have come a-courting, if your favor I do gain, if you'll come and entertain me, then perhaps I'll come again. No, sir, no, no, sir, no, every answer to me was no. Every answer to me was no.
Different, wasn't it? Really archaic, almost, rather than old time. They had an amazing feel, lots of that real heavy bass going boom, 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 and just the plunking of the banjo and Molly's plaintive vocals. Really great. Really hope you enjoyed that. A little bit different. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, in case you're wondering what all this noise is about. And bluegrass music covers a wide range of acoustic, mostly, music, but usually featuring a bit of banjo and a bit of fiddle and some vocals and some guitar and some mandolin and some double bass and then some resonating guitar maybe, and or sometimes a bit of harmonica and sometimes some snare drum or two or three or four, and all sorts of things get included in it just to make the music interesting. Anyway, let's get back to sort of my feature album of the program, Bluegrass Tailor-Made. It came out on Capitol in 1964. Let me tell you a little bit about it, because I didn't know this at the time. It was called Earl Taylor and the Bluegrass Mountaineers, but it wasn't Earl Taylor and the Bluegrass Mountaineers. The band was really Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys. And they were one of the Baltimore-based, traditionally oriented bluegrass bands of the time. The Bluegrass Mountaineers was a name given to the band by Capitol Records. There were liner notes on the back of the album that and I never fully understood them. They had a sort of an attempt at humour that was saying funny stuff. But I couldn't work out who was playing, and I wondered why. Now I know why. Earl Taylor was definitely playing mandolin, doing lead and tenor vocals. Jim McCall played guitar and lead vocals. Walter Hensley played the banjo, and Vernon McIntyre, whose nickname was Boat Whistle, he played bass, and Benny Martin played the fiddle. Well, on the album, Earl Taylor was there. Jim McCall wasn't mentioned because Frankie Short was credited with playing guitar and singing lead. As well as Walter Hensley on banjo, they credited Vernon McIntyre Jr. As playing banjo. And the reason for those change in the credits was that Jim McCall and Earl Taylor had frequent arguments, major disagreements, and Jim McCall left the band just before the album was released. So they left him off in the liner notes and credited Frankie Short with playing guitar and singing lead. And Walter Hensley also left after a few months the album was released and was replaced by Vernon McIntyre. Now, they never even mentioned Benny Martin playing fiddle. Benny Martin was a famous fiddle player. He'd played for Flat and Scruggs, and that was about as high as you could get in bluegrass history, you know, and he played great fiddle. Didn't get a mention. Excuse me. They played some great tracks. They recorded it in Nashville in 1964, did 12 tracks in a four-hour session. All the tracks were familiar sort of repertoire, and the nearest to an original bluegrass song was a Jim Reeves song, I've Lived a Lot in My Time. We might hear that another time. We're going to hear some classic stuff from it. Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong. Oh, the English teacher's wonderful title there. Couldn't be better, could it? And then the classic Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong, and then Jesse James from Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Lonesome Boys.
Now you told me that your love was true, sweetheart, I thought the world of you, but I'm still praying for a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now sweetheart, you done me wrong, you have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Road is rough and rocky too, as I travel on, dear, without you. But maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong, you have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Never shall forget today when you said you were going away. I couldn't believe that it was true after all the love I had for you. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you souvenir man and robbed the Glendale train. And the people they would say from miles and miles away, it was Robert Frank and Jesse Jane. Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three children they were brave. But that dirty little car that shot Mr. Harris and led poor Jesse in his grave. Monday night, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train, and the people they would say for miles and miles away, it was Robert Frank and Jesse Jane. Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three children they were brave. But that dirty little car that shot Mr. Hart and laid poor Jesse in his grave. Brother Frank, who robbed the Galvin Bank and took the money from the town. It was in that very place they had their little race, and he shot Captain Sheets to the ground. Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three children they were brave. But that dirty little car that shot Mr. Hart and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Well, that's what it was all about, Nathan. That was Earl Taylor, Jim McCall and the Stony Lonesome Boys, and that's where I heard most of my bluegrass from, and probably helped define the way that I play these days, or in those days anyway. Don't think I could play that fast anymore. We learnt three-part harmonies from that band just in that last song you heard. Just you could easily hear the tenor and the lead and the baritone, and man, that was a definitive album for us. We'd never seen a bluegrass band play at that stage, and they never came on TV, and you didn't have internet and all that sort of stuff, so good fun. Let's listen to the Osborne Brothers. This was not long afterwards. Quite a different sound. Lonesome Feeling.
It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load. I fell in love in Cincinnati. Her love was true and she told me so. I gave her rings and all my money. Where she ran off to, I'll never know. It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about you. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load.
Gone and so is Papa, and Kentucky's a long way from here. It's a lonesome feeling
when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about you. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy. Thank you.
Oh, we're getting another fade in there, so let's just take it out and hasten it along a little bit. That's the Osborne Brothers, which the album was a remake of some of their big songs with their current band, and it's good having all the Osborne stuff like that. But sometimes the performances aren't quite what they were. We haven't had a gospel song yet, so I think it's time we had one, and I've picked one from one of my favourite women country singers, Patti Loveless. She did a great bluegrass album, Mountain Soul, and she has an affinity for acoustic country music and bluegrass that's runs deep, I tell you. And this album makes it very obvious, and it's got some great songs on it. She's got a lot of help on this one from bluegrasses like Rob Ikes and Denny Richardson and Ricky Skaggs. A great Ralph Stanley song called Daniel Pray. Let's hear some gospel music.
I read about a man one day. He wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of hell. Trusted one who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They locked him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
The jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God. While upon this earth he trod,
he prayed to God. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel. Morning. Noon and night.
Now brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel.